You did your duty above and beyond, and you kept the faith with the highest traditions of the Marine Corps that you love. Because of your honor, 36 men are alive today.
In September, President Barack Obama hung the Medal of Honor around 23-year-old Dakota Meyer's neck at the White House. In 2009, while serving in Afghanistan, Sergeant Meyer braved enemy fire five times, trying to save the lives of fellow Marines who were trapped by a Taliban ambush. This week, he's back in the news because he has sued a defense contractor he used to work for, claiming the company called him mentally unstable and a problem drinker, hurting his chances to get another job in the industry. The suit sets up an awkward problem for the defense contractor, the British firm BAE, because even they admit they don't want to be seen as denigrating a Medal of Honor recipient. Julian Barnes is covering the story for The Wall Street Journal. And Julian, tell us first, before he filed the lawsuit, Dakota Meyer had a dispute with BAE. What was that about?
He, shortly after he joined BAE, learned that they were going to, sell thermal scopes, sniper scopes, to Pakistan. And in an email to his supervisor and other conversations, Dakota Meyer raised objections. He said that he felt the Pakistani military was not an ally, but someone that had attacked or facilitated attacks against U.S. forces.
And that these scopes might give their military the ability to find and kill U.S. soldiers?
That's right. I mean, Dakota Meyer in this email made the point that the scopes that BAE makes are even better than the ones that are issued to most of the Marines and soldiers in the U.S. military, that these are really state-of-the-art, very powerful scopes, and that they would give too much of an advantage to the Pakistanis. Specifically, he worried that they could be given to Taliban militants or used against U.S. forces.
Well, his views are not alone, because there are many members of the military who view Pakistan as an unreliable ally. Do we know if BAE ever sold Pakistan those high-tech thermal scopes?
There has been no approval by the State Department for the sale of those scopes. However, this week, the State Department, in a response to a question, said that in August they had approved a temporary export of a small number of these rifle scopes, about 20, from BAE to Pakistan. This was more of a sales demonstration to just show the capabilities of these scopes to the Pakistanis and try to see if there was an interest in them. So, no, there's been no big sale, but the wheels are grinding forward on the possibility that some of these scopes could be sold or transferred to Pakistan.
Well, let's go back to the lawsuit he's filed and tell us more about the claims that he's making in that lawsuit against BAE Systems.
Dakota Meyer, not long after he joined, he joined in March, and then by the end of May, he decided he was going to leave the company. He said that he... after he raised objections on the Pakistani potential sale, he was subject to ridicule by his supervisor. He also said the supervisor made denigrating remarks about his, quote, pending star status, a reference to the fact that he was under consideration for the Medal of Honor. So he decided that he was going to leave. Now, he had lined up a job with his old employer, another defense contractor, and he was going to go back to that firm. That firm did some work on the same project as BAE. Essentially, BAE made the thermal scopes. The other company trained soldiers on how to use the thermal scopes. But his supervisor at BAE allegedly called a U.S. government employee and said that Dakota Meyer was mentally unstable and had a drinking problem. So Dakota Meyer got an email from his prospective new employer who said, hey, we wanted to offer you the job, but we're retracting it. The government's not going to approve it because your supervisor at BAE has said that you are mentally unstable and have a drinking problem.
Well, what does BAE say about his claims?
BAE disputes Sergeant Meyer's claims, but they're not addressing them in specific. They said that they will wait to a court filing to address that.
Well, obviously, Meyer's experience in the military have helped him, you know, to get these jobs. But is there an argument that it's not really his business to question who BAE sells its products to?
Well, BAE makes the point that they don't decide what technology can be exported from the United States to Pakistan. That's a decision by the State Department. And the State Department, obviously Pakistan is an ally. The State Department has been trying to improve the equipment that the Pakistani military has in order to help the Pakistani military fight militants, some of the same militants the U.S. is fighting, along the Pakistan-Afghanistan border. But that said, you know, a lot of folks in the military, veterans from the military, have a much more complicated view of Pakistan. They believe, like Dakota Meyer does, that the U.S. should be careful about what it sells. And, you know, I think what Dakota Meyer would argue here is that although it is a State Department decision, the company has a role. The company could either push for a sale or it could argue against a sale. And he felt BAE should not push the sale.
I wonder, Julian, do you think this says anything larger about the crossover from the military to defense contractors? There are going to be so many veterans from the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan, and there are so many military contractors now because so much of the work has been outsourced. Do you see any larger issues arising from this?
Yeah, I mean, this week I've heard from a lot of veterans, actually, who have said that they have a similar issues. They've had similar experiences to Dakota Meyer, either at defense contractors or other firms where they feel like they've been treated unfairly, where they've raised questions about how a certain practice and not either not been listened to or been discriminated against. But it's coming out of the military and the strict discipline of that, or even coming out of a war zone and then going into a sort of normal workplace is a very difficult transition. We have a lot of veterans who have gone through deployment after deployment in Iraq and Afghanistan and are now going to be coming into a civilian workplace. That's going to be a very difficult transition.
Julian Barnes covers the military for The Wall Street Journal. Julian, thanks.
Thank you.